to Washington now. In the Senate, the debate over the Iraq War is exposing differences among Democrats and Republicans. Two leading Democrats have a resolution declaring the war is not in the national interest. At least two Republicans publicly support them. Congressional GOP leaders are struggling to hold a show of support for President Bush. And aside from their opposition to a troop buildup in Iraq, Democrats are far from united on how to stop that buildup from going forward. They've offered several proposals now, some tougher than others. NPR's David Wellna is on Capitol Hill, where this is a subject that's open today. David, briefly walk us through the various positions, how to respond to the president's call for a troop surge.
Well, Alex, I guess the marquee proposal right now is a bipartisan resolution that was unveiled yesterday by two Democratic senators and one Republican, Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. And it says that it's not in the national interest to escalate the number of troops in Iraq. That word escalate is one that is possibly going to cause some problems in attracting more Republican support for this proposal and may be changed before it finally gets through the Senate, if it gets that far. There is also a proposal from Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy saying that Congress would need to authorize any money that is spent on a troop surge in Iraq, the one that President Bush announced last week. And then there are various proposals from several senators for capping the number of U.S. forces on the ground in Iraq. This has been done in other theaters of war in the past, in Lebanon, in Colombia. And they're saying, let's fix the number. Now, in fact, we just had Senator Barack Obama, who also indicated he's pursuing the White House this week, announce on the Senate floor his proposal for a cap of the troop surge. He says, set it at January 10th, the day that the president announced that troop surge.
This measure would stop the escalation of the war in Iraq, but it's my belief that simply opposing the surge is not good enough. If we truly believe that the only solution in Iraq is a political one, and I fervently believe that, if we believe that a phased redeployment of U.S. forces in Iraq is the best, perhaps only leverage we have to force a settlement between the country's warring factions, then we should act on it.
Obama said such a phased redeployment of troops from Iraq could free up some to fight in Afghanistan, where he said they're badly needed, and free others to return to the U.S. and be on hand for other conflicts.
Well, so, David, there are several proposals before the Senate. Are they going to focus on one, say, this resolution from Senator Biden and Levin and Hagel?
Yes, I think that's the first one up. And it will first have to go through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next Wednesday, the day after the president delivers his State of the Union address to Congress. And that will probably be voted out of committee fairly quickly. And so we could see a debate begin later next week on the Senate floor on this measure. And there are sure to be countermeasures as well from those who support the president, giving Republicans a chance to vote on this. And then it's a kind of testing of the waters to see how many Republicans come on board with this bipartisan condemnation of a troop surge. If the president doesn't do anything, and he's indicated he would not respond to such a resolution, then we may see efforts to move to the other proposals, such as capping the number of troops.
You know, David, there are real political principles involved. This is a big, important question for the country. But there is also presidential politics playing in this somewhere. Senator Biden, Senator Hagel, Senator Obama, as you mentioned, these are all people who are interested in running for the White House.
And Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Christopher Dodd, who also proposed troop capping measures. Yes, they're all running for the White House, and it seems that's almost a pre-qualification for making such a proposal. And indeed, we're probably going to hear more before the week is over.
NPR's David Wellner reporting from Capitol Hill. David, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.